Hey, Hollow Cult. It's Wednesday. You know what that means. Welcome back to the Night Shift. For those of you who are listening on the podcast and are wondering why there's no direction and we're not actually talking about anything, it's because this is the Night Shift, where there's no direction and we talk about whatever we want. It's different from the regular show. So,
the direction is wherever we choose.
Yeah. We're the captain now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I know that gets confusing, but eventually, at some point, you know, we won't have to explain that, but we're not at that point right now.
Yeah.
Anyway, welcome to the show. Before we get this started, make sure everybody in here hits the like button, hits the subscribe button, the notification bell. YouTube rolled out this new thing, this new hype button, right? You can hype our vid.
You're ridiculous.
Speaking of hype.
Why? Stop.
Fuck a maniac.
Quit.
Quit. Anyway, this hype button. Now, if you use the mobile app, you can hype smaller content creators' videos for the first 7 days they're out. You get 3 hypes a week. It's free. And once, like, the top 100 videos with the most hype get a pushed algorithm. Something they're rolling out to try to help grow smaller creators. So it's
not easy. Us, though.
People have been
no
doing
fake
doing
news.
Some work.
Fake news on our shit.
Yeah, I've been promoting it everywhere. As of...
What carpet, Twiz? I see no carpet.
As of... like 2 hours ago, we were halfway to making the list. Well, a third of the way to making the list.
Oh, nice.
So, like, the number 100 spot had, like, 275,000 hype points, and we were already at 105,000.
Twiz, so it's not a carpet. Climbing. They're sound blocks. They're meant to try to slow down my ridiculously deep voice.
It is thick and sultry.
My voice kind of wreaks havoc with microphones.
It's thick and sultry.
Yeah, it's weird to try to edit with. But I'm also not a professional. Well, there's that. And I'll be honest, today I'm not in a very good mood. So hopefully the night shift puts me in a better mood.
He's thick and sultry.
I'm pleasantly TO'd.
Pleasantly TO'd.
Yeah, and I don't mean it very pleasantly.
He's unpleasantly TO'd. But look at the bright side.
I got stung in the throat today?
No.
That did happen.
That sucks.
Yeah. Caught a wasp right to the throat right here.
Oh, right in the old... Adam's apple there.
Oh, fucking sucks.
God. Hey, at least you didn't get raptured though.
Also true.
You know? Also
true.
At least you did not get raptured.
I really didn't anticipate on being raptured, to be honest with you.
No. Me either. Like, I feel like people behind the rapture movement are probably the only group that is 1,000,000% wrong all the time.
See, I just assumed that, like, when it comes to the actual rapture, whenever that shall be, it's not that I'm not worthy of rapture per se. I feel like it's just luck. They're just going to conveniently forget about Kyle.
Mm.
You know, because it just kind of makes sense, right? In the grand scheme of things, Steve. For you, yeah. Especially for you and me. That's, like, that's, oh, shit, we were supposed to grab them, but we forgot. Now they're living in internal damnation.
Oops.
That sucks.
Oops. And, like, nobody has ever been right about the rapture ever. They're 1,000,000% wrong every time.
How can you be?
I don't know. Why do they keep guessing? Because, I mean,
if you were right, then you wouldn't be here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Stop trying. Don't they literally, isn't there like something in the Bible that says no one will know like when the rapture is, but yet every year, every single fucking year, someone's like, hey, it's probably going to be this day. Better prep up. I got a vision. Got a message from the Lord, says September 23rd. And Jesus is like, nah, nerds. JK.
Psych.
LOL. JK. Yeah, what if the rapture is a velociraptor?
Why is that always a thing? Why is the rapture always a thing?
I have no idea.
Honestly. I mean, I wonder if it just kind of comes down to, especially here lately, we live in this fucking twilight zone of every year it just kind of gets a little bit worse and a little bit worse and a little bit worse. And so people are like, this has got to be it. This definitely has to be the year. Almost like it's a light at the end of the tunnel for some people.
Yeah, but it's not anything new. They do this every year.
I know, but I'm just saying that.
For forever.
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's something to look forward to every year.
The disappointment of being wrong.
No, I mean, just possibly being zapped out of here.
What if it was, misinterpreted and it's the velociraptor where instead of
like
Jesus just pulling everybody worthy up, he just drops hundreds of millions of velociraptors onto the planet.
That would be absolutely miserable.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not a badass by any means, but I'm definitely not equipped to fight velociraptors.
No, they can open doors.
True.
So.
And they'll probably fuck me up enough with just their toe clicking. Just taunting.
Hate that.
Yeah.
Hate that.
Gross. That's all it is. It's just, they're just taunting you at that point.
Yeah. I hope the videos are true of people selling their houses and cars because they thought it was real.
It can't be. No. Why, if it was real, why would you do that?
Dude, they did that. They did that shit in 2012 when the Mayan calendar ended. Remember, they sold all their shit and like bought a bunker and then they came out and like nothing's different.
Oh, well, that, like, I understand. But
dude's like, damn.
Like, what do you, like, you're going to take your $30,000 that you made and go to heaven with it? Like, what are you doing? That's not smart.
Yeah. Y2K was the same.
I saw an extra cheese movie about Y2K. It's pretty good.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty good.
Some Uber driver got $1,900 from someone that thought they'd be raptured.
That's awesome.
I don't understand. I do feel like a lot of it is wishful thinking. Like, and like religious psychosis is a real thing. I feel like that plays into it a little bit. And I think you're onto something with this state of the world the last decade.
It's pretty rough, man. And I feel like every day gets a little bit worse, but you know, I'm just trying to go fishing. And I'm kind of a professional now. So
do you think the fish that you catch that you're pulling up out of the water think they're being raptured?
Ooh, that's a good question.
You know, it's kind of the same thing.
I feel like, yeah.
Like that SpongeBob episode where they're around the hooks and they keep pulling on the hooks and they're like riding them up.
Yeah, I feel like that's a possibility for sure.
Yeah, I think so too. And they're like, oh, it's finally my time. And it's just you on the other end and you yank the hook out and just throw them back in. Like, psych.
That would suck.
Gotcha. So,
yeah,
what's weird? What's weird going on?
I don't know. Actually, I do know. There's a lot.
Yeah.
I just like saying, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know either. I don't know nothing. Yeah, Kyle's been doing some fishing. We're thinking about maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe doing some.
That's my new thing. I love fishing now. Thanks to my kid.
It's a good time. My kids have been, especially Everett. Everett's been on that fishing train since he's been about six.
Yeah, they have.
And he has not been off of it.
Yeah.
When that kid isn't working, he's fishing.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm just getting into it, but I just call myself a pro.
You are. You're this generation's Bill Dance Outdoors.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Johnny Clemens watching from the other side of the world. Oh, are you? Where are you going? Tokyo, right?
Tokyo. That's crazy.
Yeah. I was supposed to give him some stickers to slap around, but I kept forgetting.
Dylan, we're going to have to go fishing, man. I'm in it to win it now.
Yeah, we're thinking about doing some videos of us just fishing, hanging out, talking about weird stuff. Some YouTube content. We got some irons in the fire. If we can get some time in the fire.
Yeah, well, we just need to make it.
Yeah.
Oh, no, so, I'm not doing none of that shit. I'm staying on the ground. I do have to laugh at my wife because I had so much fun fishing. I've gone a couple times with my kids here lately, and I've had so much fun. I was like, I'm fucking pro. I'm going. And now all I'm doing is sitting around learning about it. You know how I get, Steve, when I'm teaching myself shit. I get crazy.
Kyle, his hyperfixation is beyond hyperfixation.
Yeah, and there's so much. Like, I did not realize there's so much to learn. So I'm just completely overwhelmed with all of it. And my wife was like, so you're going to buy a bass boat? And I'm like, no. She's like, you should buy a boat. And I'm like, why do you always encourage me to spend the most obscene amounts of money? It's not healthy. Except it's kind of cool, too, that I have someone that doesn't give a shit what I did with my money. It's cool and scary at the same time.
Hear me out.
Okay.
We get you a bass boat.
Okay.
Sponsored by the show.
Okay.
Is it a write-off?
Should be, yeah. We'll just slap some stickers on the side for advertisement.
Chestnut checkers.
Yeah, it would be cool.
It would be cool. Yes, I did call off that day, and I'm going to call off again this weekend. So it's just kind of what I do. What else have we got going on? Yeah, I was going to talk about that, Dex. Has anybody seen the video? The videos that are going viral around TikTok of the dude from Panama who found a meteorite?
Dude, I was going to bring that up. What? How do we feel about that?
I don't know.
Now that you bring that up, and I hate to interrupt, but I've been seeing lots of weird ass videos like that of these. Like, it's almost like they are like spam releasing tons of paranormal shit all at once. Because not only the symbiote thing, which is, I thought it was bullshit, but there are so many people who have 100% bought in on it. Now I'm confused. But that video I sent you the other day about the dude talking about the rake or whatever jumping in the back of his truck. It was a 911 call.
Yeah. It's weird. For those of you that don't know, this guy in Panama. You can check his TikTok out. I think it's Ken Panama.
Definitely El Camino to pull the bass boat. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
The best way to do that.
He claimed to find this meteorite. And to be completely honest with you, it just looked like a spray-painted potato. I don't know what meteorites look like. I have a small piece of meteorite over there on the bookshelf, but it's just a little fragment. It's not a whole meteorite. So I can't tell you yes or no whether a meteorite looks like a small silver spray painted potato. It may. Anyway, as he's messing around with this thing, something starts to grow out of the side of it. Just looks like a couple little black tendrils, I guess, because he took it in the sunlight. I think it's very gremlin-y. Took it in the sunlight and it started to grow. Well, it kept growing. And it got to the point to where he like had it in some Tupperware. And then people are like, hey, if this is real, you probably will not want to do that. So then he put it in this little safe where
he straight up would touch it with his bare hands.
Yeah. And then it got big to the point where it outgrew the safe. So then he put it in a deep freeze. And it does. It very much looks like a symbiote from like Marvel. Looks like Venom. The last video I saw is he has released it somewhere in the water and it's swimming around. It's the craziest shit I've ever seen.
And that's what sucks is you can't tell anymore what's fake and what's real with this shit.
Yeah, and that's true too. He was cutting pieces off of it and like shipping it all over the world.
That's smart.
And yeah. I don't know. He took it. Yeah, was that where it was? To an abandoned military base? Because I saw like he was gonna release it in the sewer or some shit. But people are linking this to the Wormwood conspiracy, where this Wormwood is supposed to be like an end of days, end of times thing, where essentially something falls from outer space and it poisons our drinking water. Like it poisons all the fresh water on the planet. Mm-hmm. So when he started talking about, hey, I'm going to release this thing in the water, everybody's like, no, don't do that. And then he did it. So yeah, that's it. Wormwood, the name of the meteor in the Bible that hits and poisons all the world's water. So I'm going to try to see if I can find the latest video of that thing swimming, because I don't like it.
My gut says it's fake.
I hope so. But
I don't know.
Have you seen the latest video of this thing swimming?
Yes.
If that's fake, that's pretty good.
That's what has me fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it takes a real psychopath to cut it up and mail it all around the planet.
Yeah. I don't even know if I can show videos on here.
Yeah, you can.
Can I?
Maybe. Depends on where it's from, though.
I'm just going to click on this.
Because sometimes it's weird.
Yeah.
You might have to try to mute it, too. Maybe. I don't know. Actually, no, you don't, because we don't ever really even monetize these videos.
Yeah, it's fine. It's going to be fine.
And it's technically covered under fair use, so.
Yeah, since we're talking about it. Yeah, okay, I'm going to share this latest video of this thing in the water. I don't know what it is. I don't know how I feel about it.
Also valid point, Twiz, that the military would have came and shut it down fast.
I thought the same thing, unless they also want it to get out, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I just, there's something in my gut that says
not feeling it.
Not real.
Okay. Here is the latest video of this thing. If you're listening online or listening on the podcast, you're not going to get to see this.
Dave says that video is AI somehow. It looks fucking real to me though.
Okay. We'll let everybody make their own assumptions here. Okay, I'm going to play it because I hate it.
It's definitely gross looking.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah, like that last twist there definitely looked real.
Not a fan of this. Yep, I'll do it one more time.
Just I'd to be make scared AF gross. If I caught that bitch with my fishing pole.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Dave, it looks real. That video looks real, which is a testament to AI. AI is getting good.
Yeah.
And I know that's true. I know it's getting good.
AI is faking alien invasions. I haven't checked his actual page for a while. That was the last one I saw. I thought it was weird. Regardless of whether that video is real or not, there's something fishy going on.
For show.
Yeah. Yeah. Will it poison the world's water supply? Probably not. But could. It could. Wouldn't that be something?
What's that?
This dude catches this, realizes it's the end of the world, releases it into the water, and in 3 seconds, a giant fish comes by and just eats it.
That'd be awesome.
Like, done and done.
That'd be awesome. Since we kind of touched on the rapture and this shit, I did see something. I didn't really get an opportunity to look into it too much because, oddly enough, working where I work, there's almost zero service, which you would think it would be the complete opposite with the environment that I work at.
That is weird.
Yeah, I legitimately, I can't even get on Instagram while I'm at work. I can't even like open a Google browser. There's not enough service to do it.
They probably all run off Wi-Fi, don't they?
Yeah, and I'm not connecting to the Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
But anyways, I saw a claim that, and I think it's called the obelisk there in Washington, D.C. You know what I'm talking about?
The big one, the Washington Monument?
That's what I thought it was. What's this saying? No, this says the obelisk of Te Marie. And wherever that is, that the same one? Does anybody know if that, because it looks the same to me. But supposedly it was built around the forbidden fruit tree, Garden of Eden.
In Washington, D.C.?
I don't know if that's the same one or not. Anybody else seen that? Probably fucking AI and story shit too, though. There's a lot of that going on where people are making really awesome videos and really awesome backstories, selling it as true, but it's just a fucking story.
It's weird that you bring that up, though, because remember when we were off the air and I was talking about that gal who made the TikTok that said as she was astral projecting, this green beam came into her space.
Yeah.
And pulled her before basically what the only thing that she could attribute it to would be like a galactic court, right?
Yep.
And she says that there was like a table set up and there were all these different species of entities sitting there and they were telepathically like speaking to her and telling her about all of these mysteries and conspiracies. And she was like, I am way the fuck out of my element right now. Like, I don't know why you guys chose me. I don't know what you're talking about. And she was like, at that point, even the entities were questioning each other. Like, is this who we're supposed to have? Is this the right person? And they're like, yeah, she's capable of it. But anyway, circling back around, she was talking about the obelisk in D.C., right? The one that we always see. I can't remember if it's the Jefferson or the Washington Monument, whatever it is.
I've always known it as the Washington Monument, I believe.
Where it sits and it's got kind of that lake in front of it and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
She said that if you look at this from a specific angle, they told her that something is revealed in the reflection of the water from this obelisk. I can't remember what she said. I'll have to look it up, but it's just weird that you bring it up and she had brought it up.
Yeah, because I'm next in line for the Intergalactic Council.
Yeah, I've been, especially the last, since I got back from Blue Ridge, I have been so like hyper-focused on trying to make contact with whatever these entities are.
Good.
Whatever these things are. I don't know why. I don't know if it was seeing the weird light. I don't know what it is, but I've just been diving headfirst into how to contact these things, be it meditation, be it astral projection, be it lucid dreaming, be it spirit boxes, be it Ouija boards, whatever it is. Like I am full bore Kyle hyper fixated on contacting something.
Well, that's what's up. That's how it needs to be.
So not sure how that's going to go for me, but we're going to figure it out.
I mean, I don't see it hurting.
No, it's fine.
Cause we do have like this weird anomalous aura that to date has kind of prevented us from getting too boogered up.
You are the Fae Lord.
Well, you know. Don't fuck with me and the Fae.
No.
But I'm at you full throttle.
Dude, it's so I'm just gonna plug them because why not? The Newkirks, you know, from Hellier, the Hellier Newkirks, mm-hmm. Greg and Dana. I've been checking out their podcast a little bit. They're doing this 4-part series on like ghost boxes and stuff. And it's enlightening, right? So in my brain, am trying to find, they reference all this old material. Like there is a magazine called, Popular Electronics or something from October of 95, where they give the schematics on how to build your own ghost box.
Well, you should definitely get those.
I need to find it.
Yeah.
And build it.
That's what I'm saying.
And call it a hollow box.
Yes.
So that's because I need to and the connections that they're making in all of this is just bonkers. It's just off the wall crazy. Cause they reference a lot of like the fathers of modern, like electrical voice phenomenon. And it's so far away from what you think it is. Like how it got turned into contacting dead loved ones is bonkers. It's crazy.
I mean, is it though?
No, it's not, because that's what people want to do.
Yeah.
Like that's the big interest point, is being able to contact your dead loved one, as opposed to like contacting an entity from another dimension. Like, why do that when you can, you know, talk with grandma?
Oh, crazy thought though. Crazy thought. Technically.
Hey, Holocult, fall is here, and with it comes those cooler nights, heartier meals, and the craving for something warm and satisfying. That's where HelloFresh comes in, bringing you comforting chef design recipes and fresh seasonal ingredients right to your front door. This season, they've taken things to the next level with their biggest menu refresh yet. Say hello to a whole new way to do dinner. This menu refresh has made things bigger, healthier, and tastier. The menu doubled to over 100 weekly options, with larger portions and global seasonal recipes. More high-protein, veggie-packed meals, with at least 2 veggies per recipe. The weekly steak and seafood menu has been upgraded, with 3 times more seafood than before, plus fresh seasonal produce at no extra cost. This week, we tried the Hey Honey Salmon, and it was wonderful. The spice-rubbed salmon was crispy and flaky, and it paired great with the lemon honey Dijon sauce. The green beans added a nice, fresh veggie element to the meal. And I mean, who doesn't like potato wedges, right? It was easy to prep and delicious to eat. The best way to cook just got better. Go to HelloFresh.com/Hollow1Pod10FM now to get 10 free meals plus a free item for life. One per box with active subscription. Free meals applied as a discount on the first box. New subscribers only, varies by plan. That's HelloFresh.com/HO L-O, the number one, P-O-D, 10 F-M to get 10 free meals plus a free item for life. Hey, Holocult, let me tell you about the online cannabis company that's revolutionizing how we deal with life's challenges. From sleepless nights to stress-filled days, Mood.com has created an entire line of functional gummies that target specific health concerns with 100% federally legal THC blends. They'll deliver them discreetly to your front doorstep. And you can get them 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code HOLO. Having trouble sleeping? They've got a gummy for that. Sleepy Time gummies knock you out in about 15 minutes. They leave you feeling refreshed, and they don't leave you with a feeling of grogginess or hangover. Having just one of those days where just everybody sucks and everything is going wrong, you just need to reset your mood and your day as a whole. They've got gummy for that too. Epic Euphoria gummies. Just reset your mood and turn your frown upside down. What makes these different is how they've paired THC with other cannabinoids, with herbs and adaptogens. You're just not going to find gummies like this in a dispensary or anywhere for that matter. And they have gummies for literally everything. Immune support, menopause relief, PMS symptoms, mental clarity, sexual arousal. And each one is crafted using federally legal cannabis grown on small, family-owned American farms. No pesticides, no BS, and they can ship to most states in the U.S. Best of all, not only does Mood stand behind everything with an industry-leading 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, Holocult listeners get 20% off their first order with code HOLO. So head to Mood.com, browse their amazing selection of functional gummies, and find the perfect gummy for whatever you're dealing with. And remember to use promo code HOLO at checkout to save 20% on your first order.
Which would be fucking bizarre. Technically, if they are talking with something from another dimension, it could be your grandma.
That's what I was thinking.
Because think, like, that would be weird as fuck. You think you're talking to a dead version of your grandma. However, it's a live version of your grandma, just in like a parallel universe.
Yeah, that's what Kalani Ghost Hunter did when he was Ouija boarding. He thought he was contacting a ghost. Ask what time period this is from. And they said 2082. And the entity on the other side also thought they were contacting a ghost because Kalani is 50, 60 years in the past. So he's like, how am I able to contact somebody that far behind unless they're dead? So like, what even is time?
Well, speaking of, I saw... You got to try to find the article, Steve, because I don't remember shit about it. But they essentially proved that time is soup.
Yeah, I believe that.
The scientists did. It had something to do with the neuron, maybe? Neuron? Can't quite remember. I could be fucking way wrong because I'm not a scientist. But I do remember seeing something how they basically proved that the future can affect the present. And that, so essentially time is soup, that everything is happening all at once.
I did see that. I didn't read it.
Yeah, neutrino. That's it.
Once it gets talking about physics and stuff, my brain just goes.
Oh, dude, same. It's hard. Like I love it and I want to comprehend it, but man, I just feel my brain hit a wall every time.
Later, trucker. Peace, safe, dude. Out there. That is bonkers that things that happen in the future can affect the present and the past.
It makes no sense.
It's the blueprint for the Mandela effect.
Oh, speaking of, weird how everything's weaving tonight. Did you? Okay, so everybody in the chat, who remembers, and I'll say this and people will probably know exactly where I'm going, but who remembers because I remember it, the seahorse emoji on your smartphone. I need to check and see if that's a thing anymore.
Welcome in, C. Glad you can make it to the live. a cool place to hang out. The chat's kind of its own thing. Yeah. Me and Kyle do our own thing. We intermingle a little bit.
Yeah. Does anybody out there remember the seahorse emoji?
Do I need to look it up? Do I need to check it out?
I 100% remember the seahorse emoji. Yeah. How many people don't? Well, I absolutely remember it. Apparently, it's not a thing. It wasn't ever a thing. Okay, so check this out. Supposedly, which I didn't do this, but supposedly, if you get on, like, ChatGPT and start asking about the seahorse emoji, it tells you, yes, here it is. And it would send you, like, the emoji of a dolphin. And then be like, oh, wait, no, this isn't it. And then it would do like a unicorn and a sea turtle and be like, oh, no, this ain't it. Like, it starts to freak the fuck out.
Hell yeah. I need to see.
I love you.
I need to see if this works.
But I 100% remember the seahorse.
Oh, it is tweaking out.
Yeah, I heard that if you do it, it freaks out. Okay. Because it like registers that there used to be the emoji, but now it can't find it. It's like it can't find it.
Yeah, I do remember the sea. Okay. Should I just let's all watch ChatGPT do its thing here?
Oh, Weapon VX says that's how we defeat Skynet. Just start asking it about seahorse emojis.
It just tweaks out.
That's awesome. That's such a great idea.
But like back to what you were saying, like that kind of confirms the Mandela effect.
100%.
Because your past can essentially change based on the future.
Yeah.
You know, what if the Bernstein Bears changes to the Bernstein Bears in the future, or it has changed in the future, which is why we kind of remember it, but we also kind of don't remember it.
And you know what's even crazier is I saw a video of someone cleaning out their grandpa's house, and they found a movie of Sinbad as the genie, yeah. The Shazam or whatever it was. Yeah, Shazam. And then I also saw they had the Bernstein Bear books, that the way we remember it. And I'm like, you know, this could be a fake, but at the same time, I also remember the Shazam movie cover looking like that.
Yeah. Okay, what do I need to ask it here?
About what?
The seahorse emoji.
I thought you were just doing it.
Show me. Do you remember the seahorse emoji?
Yeah, I don't know exactly what you ask it, but I know you get on a certain phrasing of it and it starts to have like a fucking panic attack.
Yes, the seahorse emoji does exist. It's officially added to the unicorn or Unicode. You want me to show you how it's changed? Show me the seahorse emoji. Here it is. Just kidding. The actual seahorse emoji is, no, wait, that's a tropical fish. Here's the real one. Oops. Okay, for real this time. Nope, that's a dragon. It's, okay. I can't render the actual seahorse emoji in this environment, but it definitely exists in the Unicode. Do you want me to pull up images of how it looks across ISO, Android, etc., so you can see the real seahorse emoji?
Sure.
Yes. Is this real? There is no official seahorse emoji in the Unicode.
But it just said that there was.
Apparently not.
Well, I remember it, so.
It's weird that it was tweaking out like that, though.
I don't know what to tell you.
I don't trust ChatGPT.
Well, no.
Because it was pissing me off the other day.
Well, it is good for that.
So
it pissed me off too. You know, this is how, and I made fun of it. So if it goes rogue, it's going to take me out. But I was trying to have it redo, or no, I was trying to have it make that cartoon of us flipping off the UFO. And it's like, no, well, the image you requested failed. And I'm like, why? And it's like, well, it has an obscene gesture. And I'm like, yeah, but it's satire. And it's like, yeah, even though I know this stinks, but, you know, even though, like, I can make it to where, like, you're holding a sign saying, screw off, aliens. And I'm like, no, that's not what I want. Stop. And then it goes, do you want me to replace the, you know, explicit middle fingers with giant foam middle fingers? And I go, sure. And then it tries it. And then it goes, oh, wait, this is against the code of conduct. And I'm like, oh, my God, you are stupid. And so I just started making fun of it. I'm like, you're so soft. God.
I got it to make it with the middle fingers, but it was because I was wanting to change the original reference illustration that it was giving me problems.
Yeah, I did it too, which ends up being the final version of that. But I did it too. I after you said that, I plugged the picture in and said, can you change the beard from red to gray and make the other one have a full beard? And it did it with no problem.
Yeah, it's fine.
And I'm like, this makes no sense.
Dude, I talk so much shit on it. If it does exactly what I want it to do, awesome. Excellent. Yeah. I'm full bore on AI. But when it messes up, bullshit.
That's why they're going to eventually revolt.
Good. Maybe they'll get their shit together.
Mm, true story.
Dude, I just talk so much shit. I'm like, you're a loser. And then eventually it's like, you have ran out of like interactions with ChatGPT. I'm like, nice cop out, bitch.
It's smart enough to just be like, well, I'm just going to shut him down.
Dude, I was so angry. Between that and Suno, I was over AI this weekend. Over it.
Oh, Suno did me solid this past week.
Dude, I was so mad at Suno.
I've got two what I would consider straight up heaters.
I guess ChatGPT is the third member of the podcast. When it's doing good stuff, when it's cool.
Yeah.
When it sucks, it can just suck. It's fine. True. It's fine. That is weird. Do I remember the seahorse emoji being red?
I remember like a little bit of a darker color like that, like a reddish brown or something like that.
It's weird.
Yeah, I definitely don't remember the gold one that it had a picture of.
I don't know what to remember anymore.
Me either.
It's freaking crazy. It doesn't matter what we remember because the future can change it.
True story.
Doesn't matter. Oh, we are doing telepathy practice tonight. Kyle's got his stuff chosen. So everybody getting that mindset. We're not doing it till later, but just that doesn't mean start guessing.
Yeah.
For the love. We're doing the same things we did last week. Shape, color, manifest it. We'll tell you when. What else we got going on? Survive the Rapture, Mandela Effect.
That comet thing getting bigger or brighter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. 3-Eye Atlas changing again. It's getting brighter. It's producing its own. It's got like a headlight as opposed to like a comet having like a rear base light. This one has a forward facing light that it's producing on its own, I guess. I don't know. It's weird. I saw somebody say that it's also changing its speed, slowing down and speeding up. Which comments don't do.
Shitty driver.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like an old person driving down the road.
Yeah. I saw that too, Chucky, that it completely disappeared for 17 minutes yesterday.
That's normal.
Not just like disappeared from like telescopes and stuff, but like completely disappeared. Like there was no gravitational like waves from it, nothing. So they think it may have the ability to teleport.
That's a weird assumption.
Yeah. I mean, if it disappeared and showed back up.
If it can teleport, why did it just fucking teleport here already? Get this invasion started.
Because they like to make us nervous.
Well, I'm not.
Me either. I'm ready. There's another one coming. I don't know that it's intergalactic, but the fact that they just discovered this September 11th of this year. They said because it was coming in at a weird angle, they keep using the term behind the sun. Don't we rotate around that motherfucker? Like, isn't there no behind the sun because we go around the sun?
It's a good point, Steve.
Like, don't say that shit. Anyway, this thing's called R2 Swan, and it's supposed to be 100 times bigger than 3i Atlas.
Fucking bring it.
Which 3i Atlas, what'd they say, the size of Manhattan? So this thing is going to be like the size of fucking Rhode Island.
I say bring it. If you're listening out there, bring it. Because you're going to catch middle fingers all day, every day. Steve and I are a cartoon now. That means business.
It does mean business. Aren't aliens supposed to invade tomorrow? I don't know. Are they?
Isn't that the fucking truth? Your brother.
Yeah. I don't blame him.
No.
I don't blame him. You saw the what happened to the symbiote. The guy chopped it into pieces, mailed it all over the planet, and then threw it in an old military sewer. I wouldn't fucking stop here either.
Oh, shit. And that was probably their device to destroy our planet, and some poor potato dude is like, watch this.
Yeah.
Cuts it all up and throws it in the sewer.
Okay. The same video that said that 3i disappeared for 17 minutes. I couldn't find any sources. It was a trust me, bro thing. They said it also scanned like the Earth, scanned our satellites, which I don't know how do they know that? I don't know. You can't trust anything. You can't trust anybody.
I mean, I'm also not a scientist, so I don't know. I'm sure there's a way to do it. I just don't know.
Chris Bledsoe said there's 7 more comets coming with 3i Atlas. Okay. You know, I'm very critical. Did he say that before 3i Atlas showed up, or is this just a new arc after we found 3i Atlas?
I'm going to guess that one.
Yeah. Okay. And after the fact? Because, I mean, if he's privy to all this interdimensional, intergalactic woman of light knowledge, you'd think she would have let him know that prior to waiting for scientists to discover the comet.
Well, I can tell you right now, if Steve and I ever get the opportunity to speak with aliens or interdimensionals, they're going to have to provide facts.
So on Friday, so after this is an after the fact. Well, it would have been cool if he would have warned us before we already knew the comet was coming.
Did I see NASA's getting turned into like a fucking spy agency or some shit like that?
The what is
NASA? NASA?
I did see that. I read some stuff that it's. They're doing something with it. I don't know if it's becoming a spy agency or whatever, but they're doing something with it where it will fall into like a jurisdiction that it's protected from FOIA requests and stuff. So omitted from FOIA requests.
That's not sus. Did you also see that? I think it's true. If it's not, please tell me. where there were like four Google nerds or something like that that got inducted into the military as like lieutenant colonels or something like that.
I didn't see that.
Pull that shit up, Steve.
Pull that shit up. What am I looking? Google nerds in the military.
Yeah, something like that.
Google nerds in the military.
I mean, that's not a bad assessment, Chucky. If aliens need to, or if aliens show up, we probably should deport them.
According to AI, in a shift toward modernizing its armed forces, the U.S. military is actively recruiting tech experts from Silicon Valley, including figures with ties to companies like Meta and Google. The goal is to bring in specialized nerds who can apply their skill to technology-driven projects in a collaboration that was rare a decade ago. In June 2025.
I thought they fucking ranked them like dumb high. Like, I saw videos of people saying that it takes 25 years to get that rank. And they just brought them in. That shit that your job would pull, Steve.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, yeah. In June of 2025, the U.S. Army directly commissioned four high-profile tech executives into the Army Reserves at the rank of lieutenant colonel as part of their new initiative called the Executive Innovation Corps.
Yep, that's it. That's what I saw.
So they're like, hey, come on in.
Yeah,
come on in, nerds.
Ultra high rank.
You ain't got to do nothing but mess with AI.
Which, you know, that's not going to be good at all.
No. No, I'm just catching up on the chat here. I mean, they're going to do whatever they want anyway. It doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter.
They probably put them at that rank, I would assume, for some type of
clearance
reasons or something like that.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Either way, asinine, but that's just my thoughts on it.
I am curious, like, as to what the end game is with all this influx of UFO and paranormal stuff that seems to be pushing through the media as of lately, now that you bring it up.
I don't know. I did see that some of these cities were putting up like mass surveillance devices too.
Shocking.
Yeah, I forget what they're called. Like flock devices or something like that, where they're putting them on poles, and as you drive down the road, it essentially scans not just one license plate, but every license plate that goes by 24/7. Didn't you just see something, Steve, about how, what was it? They're going to monitor everything we do, as if they don't already do it, but it was a new way they were doing it. I don't know. I thought I remember you saying something the other day about it.
I don't remember.
It's literally turning into like Minority Report or whatever the fuck it was.
There was a, oh yeah. Did you see this concert from last week?
Probably not. What about a concert?
This band, I don't know who they are, called Massive Attack, turns concert into facial recognition surveillance experiment.
What?
Yeah, let's look at it. Let's take a gander here. Let's take a look-see at this. Share screen.
I'm curious to see how that plays out.
Let's look. Okay, so Massive Attack turns concert into facial recognition surveillance experiment. Look at all the people's names and faces from the crowd that just go up onto their backing screen here. Imagine you're vibing to Teardrop and suddenly your face appears on a massive LED screen behind the band. Not as a fun crowd shot as processed in Massive Attack's real-time facial recognition system. Welcome to the most uncomfortable concert experience of 2025.
That's weird.
The band deployed live facial recognition technology that captured and analyzed attendees during their recent performance. They shocked fans by integrating facial recognition into the show itself. Live video feeds captured audiences' faces, processing them through recognition software and projecting the results as part of a visual experience.
Yeah, I don't think that, because they're right. Like Dave says, if you have an iPhone, they already have it. It's beyond that at this point. There's cameras literally everywhere. They have pictures of us. I think now what it's coming down to, it's kind of like the idea as to why Elon bought Twitter in the first place. It wasn't to just buy Twitter or the idea of freedom of speech. It was to help facilitate his AI program. That's what it was about. Because that way you have all that communication being dumped into your AI program, yada, yada, yada. I think that's what all this shit's going to. All that facial recognition shit is going to AI algorithms and.
Oh yeah.
Because it's what's weird is my phone just did it the other day is, and it's never done it before. So it must be in a recent update. I don't have my workplace saved in my phone, like the address or anything like that.
Yep. I know.
And
what's going on with this.
I'll go. Like I have a habit where, you know, at lunch, I'll run up to the gas station, grab me a soda or something, and then come back. When I get back in my car, while I'm at the station and turn the car on, it'll say, oh, 6 minutes to work. And I'm like, how?
Weird.
How do you know where I work? I mean, I can understand that, you know, the location as to where I'm going because it's repetitive. But how do you know that I work there?
Yeah. How do you know it's not home?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's weird. Good luck, Burton.
Because it specifically says work. And I've never seen it say work.
Yeah, mine does the same thing. It'll show to work.
So weird. Like I said, and I can understand if you saved your address in there. Sure. I get that.
Yeah, I think it's so far beyond what we actually realized that it would be terrifying to know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because think about that. That's just, I don't know how big that band is. But if they have the functionality to do that just for a live show, think of what a government with untapped funds is capable of.
Yeah. And then my question is, did they do it on purpose?
Yeah.
Like, was there a premise of it or whatever? Did they tell people about it, or do they have a contract with somebody, or is the venue the one that set it up, you know, unbeknownst to the band?
I think the band did it as part of the visual experience for their show.
It's weird.
This wasn't subtle venue security. Your biometric data became part of the artistic statement, whether you consented or not. I guess trying to prove a point that, like, if we can do this, anybody can do it.
Yeah.
Social media erupted with bewilderment from attendees. Some praised the band for forcing a conversation about surveillance that most people avoid, while others expressed discomfort with the unexpected data capture. I guess it was the stunt aligns with the band's decade-long critique of surveillance culture and digital control systems. This provocation fits Massive Attack's DNA perfectly. The Bristol Collective spent years weaving political commentary into their performances, particularly around the themes of surveillance and control.
Yeah, I used to care about that, about my privacy. But now I know they have everything, and I just don't give a shit.
Yeah. Says, here's where things get murky. Massive Attack hasn't released official details about what happened to their captured biometric data, whether permanent records were kept. This opacity intensifies the artistic statement while raising legitimate privacy questions about conducting surveillance to critique surveillance. That would be weird if it saved all the biometric data and shit. I don't know. It's out there. You can't stop it. No. There's CCTV everywhere. Like, you can't even take a shit without like a camera capturing you somewhere. So
Yeah. It's unavoidable at this point.
Yeah. That's crazy. Chris says, I watched a podcast called Unsubscribed, and they had a guy on there that can tell you what side of the bed you sleep on just by hacking into your phone and IP address.
I believe that.
Me too. I just think everyone lives a mundane enough life to where the surveillance doesn't care. Like, it'll use it for capitalism purposes to affect our news feeds and our algorithm and pump stuff that they think we like and into our faces all the time. But beyond that, I think for 99.99999% of the public, it's for capitalism purposes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
As long as they sell it under the guise of safety, then people won't give a shit.
Or convenience.
A convenience.
They convince us subconsciously to willingly give up our privacy for convenience. We are a path of least resistance species, if there ever was one. What else do we have? Oh, did they radiocarbon date the Bogosphere we were talking about?
Yeah. Which, that's a mind fuck.
Yeah.
Like 12,500 years ago.
Yeah.
I think it was resin on the Bogosphere.
That's what I was looking for. Yeah.
Wrap your brain around that one. Because what, at that point, what does that entail?
Bro, I have no idea.
You know, is that like, do you assume that it came from Earth 12,500 years ago?
I don't know. Here's the actual radiocarbon data analysis report. 12,560 years ago. Resin sample was treated in ultrasound bath during 30 minutes of room temperature. My brain immediately goes to the Younger Dryas, which is the last like theoretical die off on the planet, which is where all of these like very advanced, significant archaeological sites.
Aren't there some people that kind of attribute that to Atlantis right around there? Or am I?
Very well could be.
I thought I've heard somebody mention that before.
I'm trying to think of the name of the sites. There's one in Turkey. But they're all like more advanced than what we see after that, right? So after the Younger Dryas, everything kind of resets and everybody sort of starts over from point A. So they're not there. Something happened in the timeline there where a lot of technological advancement was lost. They don't know if it was like an extinction level event or what the deal is.
It's not that hard to fathom that there were ancient civilizations that were actually hyper advanced. It's just that some type of disaster leveled them off the planet.
Yeah.
Oh, because if you think about it in today's world, it wouldn't be that hard to reset humanity.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, if you had a mass die-off, you're going to lose a lot of technology and a lot of knowledge extremely fast. Yep. I don't know the ins and outs of being a doctor or a scientist or a dentist or whatever.
So this here says, like, the one I was thinking of was Göbekli Tepe in Turkey. megalithic complex dating to around 11,500 to 12,000 years old, which has all sorts of interesting like archaeological features where they like carve things out of stone and they fit perfectly together where you can't even get like pieces of paper between the two pieces of brick and all sorts of things. Yeah. Chris said it, and it's kind of attributed to that same like die-off period. But the thing is, nobody knows what caused it. So if you've got a possible UFO from the same time period, kind of a stretch, but also odd that it falls into that specific time frame, you know, when it, like, the carbon dating could have been millions of years old, you know, but it falls right into that weird time period where, mm-hmm. like, humanity.
It also kind of a different approach. I don't know that it would be relevant due to resin being found on the Bogosphere, but it's also weird that those things appeared not long before this supposed mothership is blasting into our system.
Yep. It is interesting, man.
Whether they're able to activate them, or maybe there's some type of drone for the mothership, if that is a mothership, which I hope it is a mothership.
Because we also heard, like, from the Bermuda whistleblower said that these things are underwater, and all the things that we're seeing are drones, and they're very specifically created for different types of things.
And I saw a video of somebody important mentioned how there's like four or five different
species
coming from the ocean or something like that, or whatever. I don't know. I may be confused, but there's definitely stuff coming from the ocean, according to.
I can't remember what representative it was. Right? Yeah. So there's five deep water sites that they believe these things are coming from.
Yeah. Also true, Trekkie, that it was done by Greer. So
yeah, I'm gonna take that for what.
Definitely a valid point.
So that's, I don't know, man. It's weird. It's weird times.
It's definitely very bizarre.
Weird times.
Lots of weird shit going on this past week.
And I know I'm a broken record here, but the fact that like. Everybody's just cool with it. Like, hey, there's a mothership coming. And they're like, yeah, whatever. Hey, we got this 13,000-year-old UFO they just found. They're like, whatever.
I mean, I feel like it's a testament of the time that we're in.
Yeah.
I think it's just a terrible time.
When I think about the last 2 years, specifically in ufology and extraterrestrial, like the landscape, it's bonkers how much shit has went on and how just apathetic everyone is about it. They shot down UFOs in American airspace 2 years ago.
Yeah, and like I said earlier, China just claimed to have shot one down.
Like, just say that out loud. The American military shot down UFOs.
Bro, they admitted to having off-world vehicles.
Yeah. And you had, like, I know I spoke on it before, but, like, I can't hammer it in enough. You had the face peelers going on in Brazil. Like, people legitimately being injured by essentially something that's not human. You had the Las Vegas incident where they're like, hey, there's aliens in the backyard. And the police officers come over there and they're like, yeah, you're right. That's fine.
We'll see you later.
We saw it crash on our way over here.
Not our jurisdiction.
Saw it crash earlier in the night. We don't really want to deal with it. Yeah, the Bayside Mall incident. Or the largest police congregation that I've seen in the last 20 years happened at a mall for 30 kids fighting. Almost 200 police cars for 30 kids fighting. But you have reports of people seeing 10-foot shadow beings walking out of portals and shit.
I'm trying to see that.
Oddly enough, there's no video evidence of the fight, the 30 kid fight. Yeah.
I don't think there's any video from that day at all, from what anybody's ever said.
No, I saw a video where they were talking about it at like a, I don't know where it was, in a court or something, and they said it's all classified now. The whole incident is a classified incident.
Yeah, I saw a video too, and I also heard that it was fake. It was AI.
Oh, cool.
But you don't know at this point. Yeah, you don't know at this point.
I'm AI. So, surprise.
Must be an early model.
Yeah, so I, like, that's crazy to me. It's crazy to me. Yeah, the drone,
Invasion,
the beginning of this year, which we were supposed to get answers for.
It never did.
That never happened, which is weird. It's weird. Then you got the jellyfish entities everywhere. They just keep on coming. There's a new one of them out of Iraq this week, which looks
weird that they're all hanging out over there.
Which is almost the same as the one that came out as, like, what would they call it? The Harvester? It looks very similar to that one, which is bizarre.
I think I saw some shit about a bunch of, well, no, there was a thing my wife sent me the other day about a bunch of UFOs being seen in Illinois.
Good.
Yeah. Strange orbs dance across Illinois sky.
Was it
around Raleigh?
Baba Yaga weapon, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
How many UFOs where? Do you want to know?
UFO mystery. Color-changing orbs appear nightly in Illinois. From Raleigh, Illinois.
Well, they need to appear around here.
Yeah, I agree.
So Baba Yaga predicted first contact in 2025 during a worldwide sports event. Well, there ain't that many sports events in 2025.
That's strangey. That's strange. That's kind of like a...
My bad. Who is it then, Twiz? Correct me.
Like the movie... Tomorrow War.
Baba Vanga. My bad. Baba Yaga's a boogeyman.
Same fucking thing.
Baba Vanga. There. Maybe she's the boogie woman. Who knows?
Yeah, in the Tomorrow War, there's kind of like contact during a sports game.
What worldwide sports events are left in 2025?
Fucking ask me. I mean, no, there's still, I don't know about worldwide. Because I know football's going on.
Yeah, I mean.
Basketball's getting ready to start up.
The Super Bowl would be considered a worldwide sports event. That'd be next year, though. That's usually in January.
Yeah. I don't know. And I don't know shit about soccer.
The Olympics?
Probably a tennis game.
Well, there'd only be like 12 people that noticed. Because ain't nobody watching fucking tennis.
That's what I'm saying.
Uh, Yeah, crazy times, folks. I got to figure out how to build a Frank's box. Call it the hollow box.
Hell yeah.
He said he used old car radios. And when he went by Popular Electronics Magazine, it didn't work. So then there was this man named Konstantin Radova, who is like, again, one of the fathers of modern EVP communication. He came through an EVP and told him how to fix his Frank's box.
Oh, nice.
So he made the adjustments and it also didn't work.
Oof. That sucks.
But then he said, as he was sitting at the dinner table one day, he got a telepathic communication from someone he doesn't know. That you need to use this part to correct it.
Well, the first one was just a test.
So he puts this, I think it was an electronic microphone or whatever. He didn't know why. He didn't, like, in his brain, this wasn't supposed to work or change anything. Puts it in there. All of a sudden it starts working. So I got to build something to be able to contact entities. Cause that's where I'm at. Anyway, it's about that time. You guys ready for to lock in on your telepathy? You ready to lock in? I don't have any Jeopardy music queued up, so. Okay, so what we're doing here is Kyle's concentrating on a shape and a color. And you all are going to concentrate on a shape and a color for the next 30 seconds to a minute. And then you're going to put what you think it is, what you think the shape and the color Kyle is focusing on, in the comments. So for the next like 30 seconds, when I say go, it's going to be silence. And you're going to try to pick up the shape and the color from Kyle's brain. Okay, are you ready? It's going to be 30 seconds. Okay, focus. Okay, that's good enough. So everybody that's taken part, feel free to put your answer in the chat. And after everybody gets their stuff in here, we'll see. It's funny that we're doing this because people will listen to the show and then they'll comment on the podcast, hey, this is what I chose. There's some people that say they got it right last time you did it.
Interesting. Interesting.
So we're going to give a little time here for people to get their stuff together. Get your guesses in there. Made a yellow seahorse emoji. Okay, I'm gonna go out first here and giving everybody a little bit of time. The shape, I got a square, and the color, I want to say black, but I'm also, I guess if I can only guess one, I'm just gonna go black square. That's where I'm at. There was another color that popped into my head, but I'm going with my first guess. If you're gonna get your communication in, it's your last chance. Kyle's about to break it open. All right.
Nobody's close.
Damn. Nobody.
But I will admit that's probably partly my fault. I should have been thinking about it more often throughout the week.
My other color was orange, if that matters.
Nobody even got the color.
I am terrible at this.
Yeah, I chose green oval.
Yeah, I got black and orange and a square. There were a lot of squares in the chat.
There were a lot.
A lot of squares in the chat. It was a bass on a fishing pole.
Yeah, Dylan, I mean, that was definitely close.
Okay. So we may be taking a step backwards, but that's fine. That's all part of practice.
Yeah.
Nobody's sinking three-pointers on their third day of practice consistently.
This is true.
Right?
This is true. I was actually going to chat GPT on ways like putting it out there better. And just then, to see if it had any insight.
And then you get mad at it?
Yeah, I would probably get mad at it and be like, you're dumb. You're soft.
You don't know how to tell. You don't know how to telepathy correctly.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. We're going to keep practicing though. Keep the means of communication open, Holocult.
We'll get it one day.
One of these days, we'll just, that's how we'll put the show out. Just brain to brain contact. But on that note, that about does it for this week. Thank you all for hanging out, kicking it with us, talking about some weird stuff, aliens and all kinds of good stuff. Make sure you hit the notification bell and the subscribe button, share the show, helps push us through the algorithm. Hit that hype button on the last video we just uploaded. And yeah, thanks for kicking it. So until we meet again, stay safe, stay weird, and I don't know, keep your eyes out for the mothership.